Pleasant good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
It is now time.
The one and only. There never will be another.
Before you excel in any endeavor.
Glidge the Imp. Hello, and welcome to Back to Basics. Hello. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm better now.
Yeah? What
yeah,
happened?
Sitting on an air conditioner vent.
Oh, my goodness. That's a little bit of the fun kind of blow up, huh?
Well, it certainly makes life a little more comfortable when you're having a hot flash.
Oh boy. Okay. Those, but okay.
Okay. If you want to experience how I feel, go put your feet in the freezer and the rest of you in the oven of that 250 degrees for 10 minutes.
Oh, boy.
And that will get it for you.
Really?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if y'all want to feel how I feel right now, then y'all just go right ahead and try that and see how uncomfortable it is.
Yeah, it sounds pretty awful, let me tell you. I don't want to do that.
So,
I'm glad I'm a man.
Well, I'm glad we have floor air conditioner vents in the studio, and because, yeah, I'm sitting over one, as you noticed.
Yeah, I don't feel warm here at all, but go ahead and enjoy.
I know. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do the honors tonight of going through our list of wonderful sponsors?
I would be more than happy to do that. And how does somebody become a sponsor, Suze? Can you tell the fine people at home?
Well, it's very simple. You message Dinks or I, and we'll give you the URL to our logo and to our scene. And we ask you to put those on your company page. And then you message us back with your company address. And we go and verify that you have the required information up on your company page. And then we go in and add you to the list of sponsors here for Back to Basics Radio.
And that list of sponsors includes McHaggis' Place, WeLoveWrestling.com, NIVW, No Innocent Victims Wrestling, 4UK Wrestling, Alternative Wrestling Entertainment, Network Wrestling Alliance, Championship Wrestling, The Unstoppable Lounge, Keystone Championship Wrestling, 1X Wrestling, Karma Hardcore Championship Wrestling, NAWF, NMOD Hardcore Wrestling Alliance, Global International Wrestling. Sorry, I almost missed the fact that they were international. Radical American Wrestling Federation, RAWF. Extreme Psychotic Championship Wrestling. Howlin' Mad Productions. Breaking Point Wrestling. Vegas Coin Wrestling. Future Stars of Wrestling. That's one whole name there, ladies and gentlemen.
What a name, huh?
Yeah, what a name. Wrestler Unstoppable Brand Wrestling. Just in case you thought there was another brand. Hounds of Justice Hardcore Wrestling, BRAWL. Don't ask me what it stands for. They didn't put it here. World Painted Blood Hardcore Wrestling, WWF, World Wrestling Federation, KISS, Keep It Simply Simple Sexy Wrestling, Delirium Impact Psychotic Wrestling, Platinum Angels Corporation, Resident Evil Wrestling, and of course, Buckshots Wrestling Federation. Those are the fine sponsors of this wonderful station.
Yes, and if you are looking for a new company, please go and check out one of these sponsors of the Back to Basics Radio and let them know that we sent you, and give them a shot. Give one or more of them a shot. And we thank them for all of their great support.
Yeah, that's right. Give them a shot. You know, I think I need a shot myself. I'm not sure if it's going to be whiskey or penicillin, but I should certainly do one or the other, or both.
I would not recommend the penicillin with the in the whiskey, though.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No.
And I'm quite adept at giving shots, so if you need me to give you the penicillin shot, I'll be happy to volunteer.
Okay, that's good. Hopefully in the
arm. You
know
where it goes, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think I have to face the music when that comes, huh?
Yeah, you got to bear it and share it, hon.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't go
yeah.
in the arm.
Yeah. I remember. Oh, boy. Yeah, I remember that. Somebody one time asked me, did it hurt? I said, no, it just felt like a little prick in the ass. And then I realized what I said, and I was, that was the wrong thing to say. But,
No comment.
Well, anyway.
No
so
comment.
How about I mention what tonight's topic is?
Yes, go right ahead.
That sound good? We are a topic-driven show, and we certainly want our listeners to call in and to give us some ideas about this topic. We're talking about characters and how you play them and alts and why you play them. Somebody said to me earlier this week, I think everybody has at least one alt. And I thought, you're probably right. Now, I know people who have 5, 6. I know somebody who has 12 alts. I met somebody who had 17. Reportedly, people have 30 or more, 50 alts, whatever. Apparently, a lot of people have an alt. Maybe Tank Girl doesn't have an alt. She says she doesn't have an alt. But maybe people have an alt or two alts. But, why play them? You know, why have alts? What's the use? Because I think, when you have an alt, you're sort of spreading yourself thin. You know, you want to make yourself the center of attention as far as your main character is. And, when you've got alts, if you're not using them to cheat or for negative purposes, which is not allowed by Wrestler Unstoppable, Sports Unstoppable does not allow you to cheat with your alts. But there's no real rule against having them.
You know something? It helps if you don't hang up your own phone.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I know I was rambling on for a while there, on my own thinking.
Sorry about that. I had to mute myself for a moment, and then when I went to unmute, I hit the end call.
Yep, you hit the red button and not the blue button. Yeah, I've done it a couple of times. So yeah.
I'm multitasking, and sometimes that's not such a good idea.
Yeah, women can do that. I can't multitask at all. I'm a complete flub. If I try and do something else, I'm like completely lost. One thing at a time. So yeah, I'm multitasking now, and I stopped talking. Uh-oh, did we lose Susie again?
No, I'm here. I'm typing
yourself,
an email, so,
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should I tell everybody what's happening?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I found out this week that there's a coach that wants to very underhandedly take my U19 girls team away from myself and the other coach. Now, this is the team my daughter plays on, and... So, yeah, I'm having to let the team know yeah, we're not standing for that. And if they want to play for the other coach and I, then they need to go sign up for a different soccer club. So, yeah, I've been a little hot under the collar, not having to do with hot flashes this week. So I'm having to type up an email about all of that.
Yeah, that's just seems kind of rude that he wants to steal your team away. I mean, what gives him the authority to do that?
Well, her mother is a board member and is making the policies fit this because her daughter wants our team.
Oh, politics everywhere. You know, it's great. Politics is the death of fun. You can quote me on that. That Dinklage DM says politics is the death of fun. That's gonna be a T-shirt, a bumper sticker someplace. Because you see how politics works in Wrestler Unstoppable. Some people have a huge problem with the politics of the game, and some people have a huge problem with the ownership and the moderators and stuff like that. I saw a character yesterday that was a little bit crazy, and that was Moo Juice, and Moo Juice made a scene and hollered at the mods, and her scene got deleted, and she got a 3-day ban, but she's officially quit the game because she can't take this crap anymore. And I thought, well, that's unusual, but, you know, she got extremely butthurt because I really don't know why, but she took it out on the mods and got herself banned. So that was Moo Juice. Moo Juice, who lost her account as Vituperator, so she was Vitty Pants first, the Vituperator, and then she lost her account as Vituperator, and then she was Moo Juice, and then she rage quit. So,
over a 3-day ban.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you know.
It wasn't over the ban. She had freaked out on the feed for some reason, maybe because moderator number 3 had shut down a bunch of scenes, but she started screaming about it. She started screaming about me. Believe it or not, she's like calling me a pervert or something like that on the feed. It's like, what did I have to do about it? She was a training partner of mine. And, you know, our managers talked a little bit, and she and I talked inbox a couple of times. She was kind of flirty. I was kind of flirty back, but it wasn't, never got anywhere like near where she would scream about it. And then there she was. I was saying, you know, hey, Moo Juice, calm down. Shut up, you inbox pervert, blah, 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 blah. And then she erased that. She deleted that off the feed because I went back to get a screenshot of it, and then it was gone completely. So, because, you know, I was going to send it to her manager and go, please explain this. Why did you attack me like this on the feed? But she erased it, so the hell with it. And my manager did talk to her manager, too, and she's just disgusted with the world or something. I really don't know.
Well, I can understand being disgusted at the world right now. I'm kind of feeling that way. At soccer world, well, at one club, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, to take it out on your team is not right. And why rage quit?
And, you know...
Who does that affect? What does that accomplish?
She just, I have had enough of this crappy app, blah, blah, blah. All right, whatever. You know, if you're going to leave, leave. Why make a big noise about it, you know? Why make a fool of yourself on the way out the door?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, rage quitting, who does that benefit? Who do you hurt when you rage quit?
Well, I don't know if they're thinking, like, I'm going to prove to everybody that this game is crappy and everyone should leave when I do because, you know, the party stops when I'm not here. You know, that's how some people are.
Wait, hold on. Party doesn't stop when I leave?
No, no, the party continues. It's just not as fun
you
when
just
you leave.
Burst my bubble. Well, okay, you made
it's
up
just
to me.
It's just not as fun when you leave.
Oh,
you know, we're still there, like going.
You sort of burst my bubble. You know, I thought the party ended when I left.
Well, it's you know, people think. Think that all the time that they're the life of the party, and yeah, I'm gonna take everybody with me when I go, and they're not, you know, who really. Well, actually, somebody inboxed me after that, and they accused me of setting up a match with his character specifically to talk about this situation. And if he really looks at it, it wasn't even a company I GM in. How could I set up this match with him? It just happened that I was thrown together with him. She mentioned him to me, and I said, hey, it's a shame what's-her-name quit. Mooju's quit the company. You know, she seemed kind of fun at first, and then she got a little weird, and then she got violent, and she rage quit. And he inboxes me going, don't ever set a match with me again to discuss relationship matters. And I was like, relationship? Who had a relationship? I had a training partner. What are you kidding me? But anyway, she's gone, and I've changed training partners already. So she's out of there.
So long. See you. Don't let the door hit you, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, you're not going to take anybody with you. But you know, like. You know, back to the topic, really, her character was really strange. She was like a partially cow woman, and not like Mad Cow, who's not really as much of a cow as, you know, she's like Mad Cow disease. But Moojuice was like actually a cow who was also a woman, and I thought it was cute. I thought her character was cute, and I thought her character was fun, you know? And then she got weird. But I met another cute character today. Oh, my God. She is so funny. Do any of you guys know Cuke?
Nope.
Anybody out there in the chat room know Cuke? Cuke is amazing. Cuke is like a fairy, maybe, or I don't know what the hell she is. She thinks she was born from a coconut that floated down a river. And if you read her bio, it is hilariously ridiculous. And she and I inbox each other with complete non sequiturs. You know what a non sequitur is, Suze?
Yes, I do know what a non sequitur is.
Okay. Piano. Right. If something off the wall, out of the blue, you don't know it's coming. Like, what? Why are they saying this? Well, this is it. We do an entire back and forth inbox of insanity and non sequiturs, and she's hilarious. And she runs out on the feed, and I saw Psycho Girl was trying to catch her, and she couldn't catch her. So Lady Vex said that they have to make a Cuke trap and try and trap her, but Psycho Girl wants to catch her and put her in a cage, kind of like Tinkerbell, I guess. But, you know, this is an amazingly funny and weird character. I suggest if anybody runs into Cuke, K-E-W-K, and she has some weird symbols on either end of her name, but look for Cuke and talk to her. And she is absolutely nuts and funny and a good character to speak to. Now, that's taking a character to a different level, and I like when people do that.
That is.
Yeah. You know, somebody who's come back recently is Pwinny, Spoiled Princess Fairy Cakes, with her little speech impediment and stuff like that. You know, she's adorable, and...
Quinny's back? Wow.
Quinny has been back and gone and back and gone and back and gone. She's back like every 3 days. So I don't know.
And been gone for about 3 days. And
yeah, but she's back together with Mike Steele, Mikey Steele, and supposedly. And I don't know. I don't know what's. I don't know when you can spot Quinny. It used to be my hobby. My hobby was Pwinny spotting. I kept a notebook, and every time I'd see Pwinny, I'd write down when it was, and I'd say, it's Pwinny spotted, you know, 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday, you know, September 13th, you know, 20, 12 or something like that. And it was, that was my gig. Every time I saw Pointy, oh, I spotted Pointy. And now, I mean, she had been on for so long, for, you know, so much recently, I stopped. Yes. Pointy spotting was like every day for a while, but she seems to have disappeared again.
Okay.
Yeah, well, some people are like that. Some people are you know, sporadically hearing. My best friend, Black Ice. Black Ice is, people haven't seen her much. She does come in periodically and does a drive-by icing on the feed. That's what I call it, a drive-by icing. She'll spend 5 minutes igniting the feed, and she does. She's an amazing character. She lights up the feed, gets everybody talking, but, you know, her manager takes her away, and she can only come on for 5 minutes. And then, like 2 weeks later, she'll be on all the time. And you know, she'll come on the radio, and there will be all sorts of action with Black Ice. And then a couple weeks later, she'll disappear for another 2-3 weeks or so. That's just
one
the way
of those
some...
Now you see me, now you don't, people, huh?
Yeah, that's just the way some characters are. Some, I imagine some managers can't show up every day and put in a few minutes of time. So, you know, but they can make up for it in big bursts. And that's kind of what she did, and I think that's what Pliny just did recently, too. Trying to call in there, Tank?
Okay, let's see. I know we do have some callers.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So let's talk about alt.
Okay.
Real quick. So that's part of the topic. Is
Penny for your thoughts.
I'm sorry. You know. Of course, no. I start looking at the chat, and I have a message, and, of course, that shiny's me. It says that their Skype is not letting Blog Talk and Skype are not playing nice with each other.
Yeah, that happened on Tuesday, too. I mean, I'm called in on Skype right now. I'm not having a problem with it, but Tuesday was the same way. It was... my Skype call dropped twice during the call on Tuesday. So, other people couldn't get on.
I will tell you that Blog Talk is in the middle of testing a beta hi-fi radio.
Right.
And with that, you know, we went to hi-fi for about, what, 24 hours?
Yeah. we tested that out a couple of weeks ago.
It wasn't long.
Yeah.
And we found that you could only call in, you'd only have 5 people call in via their computer.
Right.
5 people at a time call in via their computer, and it has to be through a special link.
The rest had to dial up.
Yeah, it's not right. Skype. It's through a different dial in, and you only have 5 people at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it may be affecting what's going on now. So the only thing I can tell y'all is that. If you want to make sure, you know, the best way to call in then, if it's not letting you through Skype, is to call in on your phone and let Dinks or I, he's logged in as the co-host, I'm the host,
mm-hmm.
Let us know what your phone number is. That way we know which one you are in the queue.
And that
so
number to call in.
That's all,
mm-hmm.
all I can suggest.
That number to call in is 646-478-0073. Call it from your phone, and, of course, that call is free if you call from work.
Yes.
Yes.
Or if you have any 10 minutes after 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I think we're after 7 p.m. in most of the continental United States and a good portion of Europe, and, you know, I think maybe Australia might have a problem with that. So you were saying you wanted to talk about alts in what aspect? Susie, are you there?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
People talking to me in the background. So anyway, let's talk about alts.
In what capacity? What aspect?
Well, let's talk about alts. Let's talk about, is it okay to have alts?
It's allowable.
What's the proper use of an alt?
Right. Well, that's the thing. It's allowable by Sports Unstoppable. It's not against the terms of service to have an alt and to use an alt, but it's against the term of service to fan support your main character or other alt characters with an alt. And it's definitely against the terms of service to use an alt for USL.
Okay. Now, I do have one problem with that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think it's wrong for an alt, for you to be, you know, an alt can't fan support you. Standing USLs that it all, but just in regular matches, if you've got to have, if you're in a match that requires a fan support before you start every move set,
yep.
What is wrong with having your alt be the one to fan support you?
Well, it's kind of cheating in a way, because you think about people who don't have alts, which, like I said, most people have an alt. But if you think about the people who don't have alts, they have to actually go out and get every single fan support there is off the feed, and you try and get it. You know, what if they don't have a lot of friends? What if they don't have a lot of fans? Not everybody likes to give a fan support. Some people ask for fan support, and they'll get 75 of them. You know, someone like Lady K, for instance. I fan support Lady K every time she asks for it, and 9 times out of 10, I click the button, and there's 3 people already FSing her. So it's like, didn't make that one. I'll try and make the next one. But Lady K and I are friends from, you know, a while ago. She's a training partner of mine, and, you know, I try and support her whenever I possibly can. But when it's a stipulation...
Well, but see, that's the whole thing. I really don't have a problem with, all right, I'm in a match where I have to have a fan support. Okay, and we all know I stay up really late at night. Everybody's gone to bed. I've got an alt to bring my alt in, put a fan support in, and make my moveset. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Now, using alts... In USL, I know mm-hmm. it's very highly frowned upon.
Right.
And, excuse me, sorry about that. Didn't mean to clear my throat in those ears. But,
that's okay.
You know, I know that's very highly frowned upon. And you know, stacking a stable with alt and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I get that. Okay, I have no problem with that. For one, I'm not in USL. No, don't ever intend to return to USL.
Neither did I, but I'm back in.
Yeah, I'm not getting back in. So, but I think that the alt can be very useful to have, and that but there is a line where having an alt and how you use the alt is wrong.
Yep.
I know that there's been problems in USL with people holding a space open in their stable and bringing alts in and out for fan support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Don't
agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
People have used alts to scam companies.
Yeah, that's bad. Mm-hmm.
They'll go in and fight each other, fight their alt. You know, especially with the companies that have really high open challenges. And they will open challenge each other, and to do that to keeps them on the payout.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. They drain the bank. Absolutely.
So,
yep. Find a high playing company. Get your main character and your alt in there together, and have a field day. Drain the bank. That's kind of a crappy thing to do.
Okay, I am going to bring on one caller because they are calling from calling long distance. Let me make sure I have the right number. Because they're on limited time here. Welcome, Strangleheart.
Hey guys, how are you this evening?
Doing good. Doing good, Strangleheart.
So you're talking about fan support
on alts and how they can how they're used incorrectly.
Well, as you know, I had one of the most successful alts of all time. And my feelings on that are from a very small audience. As you know, I know many people with two accounts. And that's not allowed on Facebook.
Right.
I don't care either way. If they're going to get away with it, they're going to get away with it. And why not do it to the full extent of the law if they don't get caught?
So for a person in their alt to go into your company and open challenge back and forth to rob the to drain the bank.
No, I agree back in the day with secrets rules. The rules Secret and Scarlet made. I think they were fine rules. You couldn't be a fan of each other. You couldn't fan support each other. You couldn't be in the same USL group. And you couldn't be training partners. And you couldn't have a match against each other. So if people are smart enough to create an alt, I think they're smart enough to figure out those rules and all the rest of it.
Well, I disagree with a lot of that. I disagree with not being fans of your alt. What does that hurt to be fans with your alt?
It gives you more negotiating power when you're doing contracts and things.
Plus one.
A week.
Yeah
but still the point is there, and it's valid.
Well, see, to me, there's such a minimal effect on a contract in a company. You know, you're looking at a total of 7 coins a week. Over the course of a 10-week contract, that's 70 coins. That's pretty negligible.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's another problem. And I don't think I was ever guilty of this when I had an alt because I did pretty much the exact same thing. Now, hear me out. When you're fans of each other, you can see somebody struggling on the feed. And you can take it upon yourself to get both alts to go at them and hoping they don't know it's an alt. I've seen many examples of this. Do you dig?
Oh, I dig. I've seen a good friend of mine ganged up on by, I think, 5 or 6 characters, all played by the same person, saying the exact same thing and calling her... basically calling her a whore. And this poor girl did absolutely no wrong. I can attest to that because I'm very good friends with her. And I know that she did absolutely no, she wouldn't even think to do anything wrong. But, you know, she got ganged up on.
That's unfortunate, actually. It's not true. But I can believe it happened, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, that whole gang up mentality, that is part of wrestling. You know, that's why you have factions, and you have that. Now, it can be taken
too far.
Yeah, but
Susie, that's the thing. Like, don't you find it always in better taste that... If, say, I want to take down a faction by myself, and I do that, and I have people watching and cheering me on, basically, but I do it by myself, isn't that a more sweeter of a taste than doing one group against another?
Well, but I'm just saying that, though, the whole gang mentality, the whole faction mentality is part of wrestling. That is nothing, you know, I mean, go back to the days of the Von Erichs and the Freebirds and, you know, it's not, that's not an uncommon thing. And I don't think, you know, now it can get out of hand. People, you know, it has been taken too far, and that's wrong. But, you know, if you've got a faction and you, you know, they're part of a storyline, then, it, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
I see what you mean. Like it's hard to use stables as an example. I'm trying to use it as an example, but in stables, there's so much competition in between each stable. It's ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about stables in USL. I'm just talking about factions. You know, in general, you've got, you know, let's say you've got BOV, you've got the Misfits, you have, you know, there's lots of groups.
Right, Smoking Hot, Hatred.
That have nothing,
groups.
That have nothing to do with USL, and they, you know, they fight among each. That goes way back into the annals of wrestling, having factions fight with each other.
Right.
One on one, two on two, three on three. You know, I mean, but like I said, you know, I mean, the furthest back I can think of are like the Von Erichs and the Freebirds. And that's
right.
What's wrong with doing that in WWE?
Right, the Four Horsemen, the NWO. Right, right.
Yeah.
Now, Suze, you had Generation X, right? Yeah, Suze, you weren't here last week. We missed you on the show last week.
Well, thank you.
I had Hollywood Rick Brutal come in and give me a assistance here. But actually, that was our topic last week, was factions and. Factions, stables, and gangs was the topic for last week. So, we did talk a lot about that, and it certainly is a part of wrestling and has been for a long time. And we talked about how a stable has a leader and usually a mouthpiece, a manager, you know, somebody who does the talking for them and stands out front. A gang is a little bit more democratic. Than that.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, factions, you know, if you look at, D-Generation X, DX, they had a leader, it was Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the NWO, I'm sure it had a leader.
It had too many leaders, and that's what made it fail.
Yeah, but
Ed Hogan and Nash and everybody wanted to be a leader. Bischoff, you know, put himself in there.
The Four Horsemen.
Mm-hmm. Right. Flair was a leader, but when you talk about like
fought the biggest matches and stuff.
Who had the biggest matches?
Flair always did.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
he
Flair.
Was great. Like, I never liked him because I never watched NWA. I just read about him in magazines that I would pick up off the shelf at the convenience store.
Yep.
So I never got a chance to get to know him until he came to the WWE and WCW kind of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was lucky enough to have the old UHF television and spin my antenna around and get Georgia Championship Wrestling. And I used to watch in the fuzzy picture and see all the fantastic talent that would eventually become WCW.
Yeah. It's a very heady thing to live in the States. I myself don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to see all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, well, I live right between New York City and Philadelphia. So I could go to both places and see wrestling. So yeah, I'm right in the middle of New Jersey, and Yep, I used to see that. And 187 says, Lucha Underground is the best wrestling on TV, and I fully agree with that. Anybody want to see some great wrestling, Lucha Underground, check it out. But it's on that weird station, that Spanish station or whatever it is. I forget which station it's on. I watch them mostly online. What are rabbit ears? Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, way back in the day. That was the day when my dad had three remotes.
Mm-hmm, yep.
My two brothers and myself.
Oh, I knew that was coming. That was funny.
Get up and change that channel.
Yeah, my dad had remotes long before there was an actual remote.
Mm-hmm, yep. I remember the first remote that we had when I was a kid. It was this big, heavy thing, and you'd have to push a button, and it would go cling, and then it would change the channel. It made this big, loud clang noise.
Well, let's see, our first VCR had a remote. Now, granted, our VCR could launch, you could launch a modern-day ICBM off of it. you know, that thing was huge. It had a remote, but it was connected to a wire, and
right.
All you could do was flip a switch to pause and unpause.
Right.
That was it.
You were playing, and you didn't have to bend down to touch the VCR to pause and unpause. You could do it from the little cable, which you had to bend down to pick up off the floor anyway. So it seemed kind of silly. I don't know. Maybe you had a longer one that could actually reach a chair. But the one we had was about, you know, maybe 8 inches long and plugged into the thing. It's like, oh, great. Look at this tiny little cable here.
So anyway, we digress. You know, we're getting off topic here.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I mean, factions and all that, you know, and the whole, you know, a group of people attacking one person, that is not, whether it be a person with individual others or a person in their all, it's
mm-hmm.
part of wrestling. I don't care whether it's with your alts or not. That's just part of wrestling. Now, like I said, it can be taken too far, and
mm-hmm.
that's when it becomes wrong. Doesn't matter when it was doesn't matter whether it's individual people or one person in their alt. It can be taken too far.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
now, when I had my company running, when I had Vices and Virtues Wrestling open, and somebody just asked me today, are you going to reopen that? I'm like, no, I really don't need that extra work. But when I had my company open, I used alts because I had I used to like to do a show, and we did a live show, so people could come in and have matches, you know, on the spot, and that meant that I had to be there, and I like to have a co-host with me. And I usually had a live co-host who was another person, but sometimes my co-host couldn't be there. So when I didn't have one of my two or three people, they were ladies, that co-hosted with me, whether it was my wife Camille or Queen Tamara did it, and Harmony was my co-host. When I didn't have them, and there were a couple others too, but when I didn't have them to co-host with me, I brought in an alt. And I had an alt for that. And I only used my alts for acting purposes. They were never, you know, they were never fan supporting. They were never getting involved in other matches or anything. They were in my company, and they'd come in as actors, and they would deliver important information to me in the middle of the show. Hey, look, somebody just showed up, blah, 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 blah. All right, then, you know, I'd have to set up a match or whatever, like whatever it was. But sometimes I couldn't get the other people to do that. And when I did have a live partner, I was in messages on Facebook with them, telling them what to say all the time anyway. Your line is blah, 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 blah. And then they would just post it in there as themselves. But it was fun doing that. I'd go, all right, ad lib. And they'd be like, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. Ad lib. This is your, you have to say something. I can't write every line for you, but I wrote 90% of the lines for them anyway. Queen Tamara got good for a while. I'd say ad lib, and she'd come up with something very clever. So, you know, that was great. But when it was my wife Camille, she'd be like, because she's British, she's like, look, I'm half asleep. Just tell me what to put in the chat room, and I'll do it. And then I gotta go to bed. It's like, okay, chat room scene, whatever the hell it is. I guess it's a scene. But yep. And this, another thing is, if you have an alt, don't make it just like you. Don't have the same movesets as yourself. Try and be creative and do something different with it. Because sometimes it's like, you'll know a character is an alt of another character, and you'll go, I know what defense to set, because this character just plays everything the same way.
Okay, well, it's been great, guys. I gotta go.
Well, thank you
okay,
for calling me. Okay,
cheers. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, remember, there are issues with Skype. If you would like to call in and contribute tonight, we are talking about alts and how to properly use them, improperly use them. What's your 2 cents on this? And the phone number is 646-478-0073. We would love to hear from you. We don't want to be just the only ones on here talking. So,
no, we're boring. We need you. We need you to liven up the show. Give us a call, please. Come on in.
But yeah, I mean, the whole bit about not what General Hart was talking about with Secret and Scarlet's rules, and I really do have a problem with some of those. I see no reason why alts can't ban each other. I mean, if you think about, it helps in negotiation with companies.
Nah.
Okay. You know, you're looking at 7 coins a week difference.
Yeah.
How is that, you know, in the day and age where right now contracts are, 200% of your fan base.
Right.
Is one fan going to make a huge difference?
And there was kind of a debate on the feed about that earlier, about contracts or no contracts, you know, because people were Kosher Salami was pushing his company, and he was saying he needed sitters for it. And I believe, was it you, Mistress Doom, that said it? I don't know. Somebody very smart like Mistress Doom. It might have been Lady Vex. I don't remember who it was. But somebody came out and said, well, why do you need sitters for your company if you're offering a 5,000 coin open challenge? And you know, yeah, that seemed to be an interesting question. How can you offer a 5,000 coin open challenge but yet need sitters to generate coins? And this goes back to our topic 2 weeks ago, really, about finances.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, in this day and age, when you've got people that are offering 200% contract, 150% contracts, and all of that, you know, one fan's not going to make a huge difference. Now, back when you and I first started, you know, one fan made a huge difference because we were scrapping for every coin we could get.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And so I think the whole fan, no fan is a really not a valid. And now, being in the same company, I don't have a problem with people having their alt in the same company as long as they're not doing it to perpetrate fraud.
Right. Mm-hmm.
By match loading and draining the bank, throw matches to CAD stats, and those things happen. So, so you know, those things are wrong, but you can be in a company with your alt, and as long as you are, you know, legitimately, if you face your alt, you legitimately fight. Now, I say this because I have a friend who had 28 alts.
Wow, okay.
Okay, 28 alts. Now, this person owned several companies, and had all their, you know, had all their alts in the companies. And
mm-hmm.
this is back, you know, 4 years ago, you know, and all. So, and, you know, back then it was, you know, alts were really frowned upon, and you really get in trouble for them and all. But he had a company, had several companies. He was in my company along with the alts. And, yes, AOD, you heard correct, 28 alts. And the alts fought each other, and the main account fought their alt. And
mm-hmm.
this person worked every character like it was an individual person. And, I mean, would go in matches where it was him and his alt, and they would trash talk each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was, he was not using the alt to do anything wrong. He loved wrestling. He made an alt and then made another one, and next thing you know, he had 28 of them. And I can tell you this for a fact, it was not myth, 187. The person and all their 28 alts do not play anymore. So they're not even in NWU anymore.
All 29 of them are gone.
Yeah, they're all, none of them are still in WU. So, but it was one of those things. I mean, he did all the right way. Used them to enjoy the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I think if you're going to have an alt, that's what you should do. They're each individuals, you have to play them as individuals. If they're in the same company, you have a match, fight it straight up as you would if it was two separate people running the account.
Right. And I don't really see the fault in having an alt as a training partner.
Yeah, what does that hurt?
Exactly. And sometimes you don't want to allow people onto your Facebook account to be training partners, you know, because you don't know what you're going to get. Hey, I need a training partner. And next thing you know, you have a problem. I had, you know, my manager had somebody stalk his friend list for young girls. And I had to put a kibosh on that. And completely block my friend list on Facebook. I didn't want to do that. I wanted my friends to see who my friends were, but, you know, apparently some people just abuse the privilege of being allowed onto your Facebook page. So, you know, sometimes you just have to be vigilant and block it from everybody to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
The topic is alts and why to play them, and also characters and how to play them, like unique and interesting characters. So you can always call in about either of those two topics, and you can pretty much call in about anything you want except for shameless self-promotion. That's a completely different topic. But we want to hear what people think about the...
whether you have an alt or not.
Yeah,
everybody has an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bob, go ahead and call in.
Yeah. Now, I know somebody who has I think a dozen, 12. I think she has 12 alts. And this main character, let's put it that way, has 11 sisters. Let's put it that way. And the main character and all 11 sisters have to have relationships or they freak out. So they have relationships. Now, I got sucked into this thing one time, and I had dated one of the sisters. And I found that I had 1/12 of somebody's time, you know. And I said, well, that's I can't possibly, you know, abide by that. I need somebody's full time that they're online. But, you know you're with an alt when you enter the bar, let's just say, you know, most companies have a bar. You enter the bar and hold the door open for the girl and she doesn't walk in for, you know, 30 minutes. It's like, wait a minute, you were just with me in the car. I'm holding the door for you. We were walking up the sidewalk together. I'm holding the door. I'm still holding the door. I'm still holding. Where is she? She's out there. What, does she get mugged on the way in? You know. But this is what happens when alts have to have relationships. And can you imagine 12 alts all with relationships? Try and juggle that.
How many times were you called by the wrong name?
You know something? I wasn't. I wasn't called by the wrong name. But what happened after that was I got angry because I realized that the character I was dating was an alt of the main person. That kind of got me angry. And then when I realized that I was getting the quote-unquote alt treatment of long silences and, you know, being somebody's number two, number three, number four, number 12, I broke up with her. And immediately in that same company, I was fixed up with another character who I went on one date with and had the same – that was the one I held the door open for half an hour. And I said, it's you again, isn't it? It's the same woman. Why did you do this? You said you knew I had a problem with being an alt, being with an alt. And you put me with another one of your alts? And she was like, well, I thought, you know, I could handle it. I said, well, you couldn't. Look, I held the door open for 30 minutes for you. What happened there? Oh, somebody problem, blah, blah. Of course, that always happens. You have a problem with your main character's relationship, and you ignore your alt's relationship. So I said, that's it. So I have a strict no alt policy, which I've broken several times already. But, you know,
I used to have an alt. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, I made the alt to help push my company over the 150 member to get the T-shirt. But I never did, I never spent much time playing my alt. And then I eventually gave my alt to somebody else to be their alt.
Mm-hmm. I shared an alt with a character, and that was good because she could play the character, or I could play the character at any given time. So if she wasn't there to do it, I was there to do it, and it was a lot of fun. We did a lot of back and forth things, and you know she would have to leave. Oh, I got to go take care of my kid or something like that. No problem. She'd log out. I'd log in on the character, use it for a while, and she'd message me. Okay, I'm back. I'd log out. She'd log in, and you know we would take it back and forth like that. I know some people do that, and I know some people who have talked to these characters, you know, inbox, and they said, you know, one day they said something about the dog or something. They had a poodle or something, and the next day the male character says to her, "So how's your poodle doing?" And she says, "What poodle? What are you talking about?" And he said, "Oh, okay, this is a whole different person playing this character. I see." No, I didn't date one of your alts, 187. I almost dated Titanus's alt.
Ooh, really? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Nah, not a problem. I didn't date Titanus's alt. I sussed it out long before anything like that even happened.
Yeah, That would that be like kind of like, never mind. That's what that means.
Let's not go there.
And let's see, do we have any more callers? Oh, we have two other callers.
Oh my
goodness. I'm going to bring this person on because I know who it is. But oh wait, don't tell me. Is this Bub?
Hello, caller.
Hello? This is a bubble. Who is this?
This is Senor Taco Bell.
I think it's
Judgy.
It's one of those thrusting monkeys calling in from Mexico. Hey, thrusting monkey misfit icon, I heard you guys got deported.
Sí, señor, we got deported a little bit.
What happened? The migra come and get you?
We were scared the American Indians was going to go shoot us, so we ran.
Oh, you ran. Okay, you ran back across the border?
Yes, señor.
Oh, okay.
No, the odd thing, what you need to do, they need to have the odds in the store so you can purchase, and that way the odds will be yours for 24 hours.
Purchasing alts, yeah?
Yeah, they should have the alt. It should be a little dress alt. It will be a cute little alt that you can have into the. It will be sitting by you like the soccer ball. You can have the alt sitting beside you in the match, and him can throw fan supports to you. That would be something that they need to put into the game, onto the store.
Okay, thrusting monkey misfit icon. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, crazy. What? Hello.
Hello.
But seriously, though, they should put the alt. Leave your alt. What's the problem with it? People got a problem with alt? I ain't got a problem with alt. Tell I? I'll sell my alt.
You'll sell your alt?
I will sell an alt in a minute.
Okay.
Look at Truth out there. You think Truth made Terrell Truth? No, I made Truth and I sold him to Truth.
You sold Truth to Truth.
I sold Truth to Truth, yes.
Okay.
So put the alts into the store. Let us use them for good this time.
For good and not evil.
24 hours, we will be able to use them.
Just for 24 hours. You get an alt for 24 hours.
Yeah, you get off 24 hours.
All right.
He can fan support you. In the matches, he can fan support you. He can distract the ref for you. He can be like your little manager thing.
Ah, okay. I got you.
Sí.
Sí.
More, yo quiero Taco Bell.
And for those that don't know who this is the Immortal Griffith. I am trying to make sure that we keep everything in line. Right?
Yes, the Immortal Griffith who called in on the Unstoppable Super
yes,
Show last week. Yeah.
Yes, I called in Tuesday, and it was we had a fun time.
Yes, we did, Griffith. We had a fun time. Yeah. So
How are you doing, Griffith?
I'm doing very well, lovely Julie. How are you, ma'am?
A little hot under the collar.
The show is very educational, very, very educational for these poor individuals that do not understand this game that we try to make friendly and fine for them. Yes.
Okay, Mr. Griffith.
I have to go get a Coke.
All right. Well, there he goes. And Susie, do we have somebody else on calling in?
Yes, I believe we have Bubs on hold.
Okay. Well, you want to bring her on while Mr. quote-unquote Griffith is getting a Coke?
Hi, Bubs.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, Bubs.
Okay, it really confused me when two people would call in with beginning number of 4 for their area code. Sorry.
It's okay. I was sitting here going, well, Susie, if you let me on, I didn't hear the beep.
because Susie had one of her moments.
Well, that's okay. You're just having power surges right now, okay?
Oh, yeah, you're kidding. and then on top of that, being hot, mad as a wet hen.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can only imagine.
So, yeah.
Unfortunately, that manager of mine's had so much stress here lately. Hers has really kicked in, and it's just like, so she's like crying at TV shows right now. I mean, it's like, stupid. Well, I just smack her around a few times. Would you shut the hell up?
Well, some people need to be very thankful that I'm not allowed to carry a weapon.
Oh, boy. That's that PMDD over there, that destructive women's issue there.
Yeah, well,
murder is allowable.
People that better hope they don't cross my path in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, that soccer coach is going to get it, let me tell you.
So anyway, what do you think about alts, Bub?
I had one for about a month, and then ended up giving it to a friend of mine because I had the time to play it, but it was like it just wasn't enjoying my character Bubs as much as I did without the alt. So I gave up the alt and got rid of it.
Yeah, there's no reason to overburden yourself with another character if you're not enjoying yourself with that character at all, just to have it for whatever reason. It seems silly that some people have 28 alts, like Susie was saying before, the lady with 12 alts that I know, or the reportedly 50 alts of somebody else.
You know, that just shows me that people have way too much time on their hands, and they need to walk out that thing in the front of your house. Okay, it's got this thing that twists on it, like the one that goes to your bathroom. Okay?
Yeah,
and you twist that, and you pull it open. And you step outside, and there's this really bright thing called the sun.
Yeah, some
walk
some people
walk out in it once in a while.
Yes, some people need a forklift to get them out of their house too.
Yeah, what was it? Hot it's been with the humidity. It's too hot to go out to the sun.
Yeah,
that's beside the point.
Yeah, Mr. Griffith.
Yes, but you know, I will have to agree with what Mr. 187 said earlier in the show. I mean, if you think about it, Hogan, Mick Foley, and all them wrestlers, they had alts, but they transformed themselves. Instead of going out and making alts, transform yourself.
Like somebody
now,
might
the
become
one that's
a
really great is when you take a midget and they transform themselves to a full-grown lady alt.
That can't be done. They can only be they can only transform themselves into a semi lady or midget. You can't change sizes or body.
I have to give it 187 per journey. Look what he done. He built a freaking army and can beat anybody. And we as a society get pissed because a man is sitting back and making a cartoon avatar that can kick our ass.
Griffith, do me a favor. Help me pick out which nail polish I should use. I got to paint my nails.
Green?
I don't have the green today. I only brought the pink. There's three pinks here. So tell me which one to use.
Pink bubblegum.
Number two.
I do have a bubble gum, well, a cotton candy pink.
There you go, cotton candy pink.
Well, that's a little bit.
That was my alt. Now, my alt, Judgment, I play Judgment totally different.
Yeah. I'm sure you do.
I play Judgment. I Judgment. When I get on Judgment, he
yeah.
So being Griffith is easy for me to come out here and portray. Yeah.
Yes, sir, Mr. Griffith. Yes, sir.
I do think that the one company, CDO, I think those were the best wrestlers ever.
Do you?
Yes, the CDO company.
Mm-hmm.
And that group of people, the CDOs, yes.
All righty then.
You don't have no idea what the CDO is, do you?
No idea.
Yes, but she has a twin. No one can see.
Okay.
My phone is beeping, so my battery just. We got to get in touch with Blog Talk. And guys, we just have a baby in the finger.
Okay, go power up your phone there, quote unquote, Griffith.
I really should have never given Griffith that alt as judging.
Yeah. No, that was your alt, Bubs. Okay.
That's my alt.
Okay, well, we have some lovely shows here on the Back to Basics Radio Network, and I'm going to play a little promo for our sister shows. So if you're available on Tuesday or Saturday night, please listen closely to these promos.
Radical American Wrestling Federation presents RAWF After Hours with Lord Amadeus and Shelby Breaker. Saturdays, 10 p.m. on the Back to Basics Radio Network. The Unstoppable Super Show with Hollywood Rick Brutal and Judgment Misfit Icon. Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
Yes, and those are the other shows that appear regularly, and we have some shows that don't appear regularly. But we'll get promos to them as they begin to appear with more frequency.
All righty then. I like that there Saturday night show, you know.
Yeah, well, because you get me on that show doing my little segment and being a color commentator.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're there too, aren't you?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, I'm there too.
Ain't nobody said I was a nice person.
Nope. But you Morrissey girls certainly are addictive.
Yes, we are. We are very addictive.
Mm-hmm.
Minnie's out there. She can tell you. Tell them, Minnie, we're addictive.
You're addictive. And I don't see Paige out there, but, yep, I've had a nice talk with Paige today, and she and I buried
the
hatch.
I love my pagers.
Yeah.
I love my pagers, too. My CC is so awesome.
Yeah, we had issues, but we buried the hatchet, and we're cool now, so.
I was wondering what was sticking out of your head.
Yeah, that was the hatchet she buried, exactly.
They're going, hell yeah! And HRB is going, and some shows that are non-WU. I think you forgot them.
There is, I didn't make a promo for Holly Rick Brutal's show, which is Save COH, right? Is that the name of it?
Yes, Save COH.
And that's on Friday night, is it?
Friday night, and I believe 10 o'clock? It starts at 10 o'clock this week.
10 p.m. this week, right. And if you're into City of Heroes and you call in and listen to that show, I I listened to that show last week, I think, and it's a good time. I'm really not into it. I had somebody here sitting next to me who was, and so they enjoyed it a lot more than I did, because I was like, what? I never played City of Heroes.
I never played City of Heroes either, but my manager told me that I had to help him with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I can. Unfortunately, I can't help him tomorrow. I haven't been able to help him very much lately.
Yeah.
I've been busy.
He was handling the show very well on his own, and the person that I was with listening to the show was more into Champions Online. So, you know, he misses Champions Online more than anything else. But City of Heroes, I guess, is still happening, and you can still play if you're into that sort of thing. Now, I like superheroes, you know? I think superheroes would be like, well, they're a lot like wrestlers, aren't they?
That's exactly right.
And wrestlers are a lot like superheroes. So, you know, it's a sort of a... wrestling is kind of like a comic book look at the world anyway. And superheroes certainly are, by definition, comic books. So that works out pretty good. Larger-than-life characters.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to play Champions Online, but I didn't care for it like I do Lot Row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A different kind of experience there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've played only unusual MMORPGs. I played on Facebook Kingdoms of Camelot. And then before that, I did Puzzle Pirates, and I loved Puzzle Pirates, but it just got to be too silly to a degree. Did you ever see that one?
No, I never did see that one.
Yeah, it's you play games that are like Tetris, but there's like all sorts of different ones. And if you play them right, you'll have a pirate ship. And if you play the games right, your pirate ship will sail faster. So if you're good at the sailing game, you do that on a pirate ship. Then there's a bilging game, and somebody will do bilging. And then someone will do the navigation, like usually your captain of your pirate team will do the navigation of the ship. And you take over islands, and you have fortresses. And it's a whole lot of fun because it's all game-based. You know, it's how well you play the game is how well your pirate ship performs. And you have sea battles. And then there's sea monsters that come up, and you can loot the sea monsters, and you can have sea battles. And if you find a sunken ship, you can loot that. And yeah, it was a good time in a kind of a goofy, almost juvenile way.
My first experience in a role-playing game, well, in a... MPOG was...
MMORPG.
Yeah, what you said.
Yeah.
was a game called Lunatics Online. Unfortunately, it finally shut down after about 10 years, actually.
Wow.
I would have fit right in.
It was awesome. You, when you first started off, all you could do was go in your closet and... kill closet monsters, and then, you know, you got to work your way out to, you know, the cafeteria and all kinds of things. You could flirt with the nurses, and they had the auto chat there, the chat room there, and it reminds me a lot of WU, because, you know, you actually had the dating stuff in that game. You know, like you could date different characters and get married. Some people would get married every week or so. Because, you know, we were all, you know.
It's just like WU. Lunatic. Exactly.
Yeah, how is this different than WU?
Hey, yeah, I mean, you did your fighting. It did have in-game, different in-game games. Like there was like a almost like a hangman game, psycho scramble, like the scramble games you see in the paper and stuff.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
It had a few little, you know, the in-game games, and it was just so awesome because I had made friends there that I've been friends with for going on 15 years now.
Wow.
And we're still really good friends. I mean, like here, you know, you do make some really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the game. So, you know, it had that real community feeling about it like WU does. So I kind of missed it when it left because, you know, I played it for a long time.
Yeah, well, if you had friends from there for 15 years, that means you started playing when you were 6 years old, right?
Yeah. That's excellent. That's so
mm-hmm.
wonderful. Yeah, because, my manager's only like 21.
Yeah, 21. It's barely legal. Barely legal.
But it was a really cool game. I wish they would open it back up. There has been talk of trying to make a Facebook app type game for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see it happen because that would be just so cool.
Well, maybe the Sports Unstoppable people will acquire it, being as it's so much like restaurants.
Somebody tried to buy it one time before, and the original creator and his parent company in fact, the players actually were going to get together and buy rights to it, and, you know, it was his baby, and he just said, you know, as much as I love you guys, you know, y'all been, because he played a character as well.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, much as I love you guys, I just can't sell my baby.
Wait a minute. Players buying the game that they're playing? Unheard of. It'll never happen.
It was Lunatics Unstoppable.
Ah, Lunatics Unstoppable. Yep. That would make sense.
No, wait a minute. No, Lunatics Online. Duh.
Lunatics Online.
I don't know why I said Unstoppable. I guess because I was seeing the CEO out there.
It should have been
asking me which game, and I got confused.
Yep. But
MD saying wives don't let your husband's boyfriends play Madden on their phones. Good thing to know, MD.
Some people might want to do that, though. Some people might want to lose their husbands forever, so that might be a good thing for some people.
My manager kind of likes hers. She's trying to keep him around, but, you know.
Yeah, what can you do? I know some people who would really like to lose their husbands. But I don't know anybody who'd like to lose their wives, which is pretty kind of interesting. Never heard any guy say to me, "Oh, my wife is driving me crazy. I can't live with her." But it's women are like, "Oh, I can't live with him." Oh boy. So good characters or unusual characters you've seen Bubs lately? Somebody who plays their character like over the top and kind of knocks you out with it?
Judgment.
Yeah, Judgment. Judgy.
I mean,
Bub, don't give yourself an asthma attack there.
Yeah.
No, I think that's what drew Bubs to Judgment from the very beginning is just the way he plays his character. He is so funny. I love playing opposite Judge in anything in the game, and it's just pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I ran into a character who apparently I knew from the past who has what's his name? Griffith. Mr. Griffith said earlier. Mr. quote unquote Griffith said earlier about changing your own gimmick to be your own alt. And apparently this person has changed their own gimmick. They are now Leanne Murder Vixen. And Leanne Murder Vixen is is very funny on the feed, and she's been giving me dirty Sanchez's every day. And as soon as I wipe one off, she puts another one on, and it's been kind of crazy. So I went to inbox her, and I'm like, hello, this is somebody who is in my company. This is somebody I know fairly well. Oops. And, yeah, it was her who said, if you reopen your company, I would join in a heartbeat. So it was nice to see somebody, you know, come back from a long time ago and be a completely different sort of character.
I'm sorry. Judge likes to play the game switch at night. You know, he goes to nursing homes and switches their denture cups.
The denture cups, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and ring the breakfast bell. And it drives him crazy at 4 o'clock in the morning, I tell you what.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's judgment for you, you know. Like you said, he plays a crazy character, and that's and he's a lot of fun to have matches against and stuff like that.
I really think this show on a Blog Talk is like about 2 minutes slow tonight.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, because I was getting told, like, after I already said it, I get told, say it.
Yeah, maybe there's a 2 minute delay, just in case anybody drops the F-bomb. Ooh, don't drop the F-bomb.
Drop it. There's no rule that you can.
Of course. We say
I just won't, but, you know.
Yeah, well, we say just about anything we want. We pull no punches here. And, so, yeah, that's cool.
You know, you're talking about characters now. I mm-hmm. completely and totally played Bubs to the T last night. We were goofing around, and there were some guys flirting with my sister Minnie. And so Magnum CW and I, we decided that we were going to become the Minnie Protection Agency. We were the MPA.
I did see that. Yep, that was funny.
Yep, and I was sticking my shotgun up a couple of people's noses, you know, because I didn't like them, and well, mm-hmm. they weren't allowed to date Minnie, so yeah, we've decided, you know, Minnie's going to have a application process now, you know, for guys.
Yep, I was wrestling my bust-in patch match for the Brotherhood of Violence. And I wasn't really participating in that, but I did pop out and see some of it, and I thought that was pretty funny. The Mini Fee Protection Agency.
Yeah, we were having fun with that last night.
Mm-hmm, yep, it was a good time. Well, we're swinging into the final moments of our show. And we have about a minute left anyway. And I think Susie and I would like to thank everybody for coming out to the show tonight, the callers
Most
for calling definitely. In, and the people who came to the chat room to listen in. And, of course, everybody who's going to listen in on the replay, which you can always do, check out the replay. There's you can find shows from the past. There are archived shows that you can listen in on. And there's some very amusing shows out there, so I suggest you go check them out. Last week's RAWF After Hours was hysterical, actually. So I suggest you, if you want to go, check that out. I had people who've never listened to the show before tell me they listened to it, and they had a great time. So, you know.
Thank you, everybody who called in, everybody that listened live and listening to the replay. We appreciate it. We do this for you. And remember, always go back to basics before you try to excel in anything.
Yep, that's right. Well, it's time to go. Take care, everybody.
Have a good night, everybody.
And we are out.
Yay!
And I can't stay because I have to get up really early tomorrow and go to work with the hubby, and I need to go to bed.
Yep, not a problem. It's just me and Bubs over here, and we could always do a call on our own if we wanted to. So there's no reason to keep the after party running.
So, but yes, again, thank you everybody. We appreciate all of our listeners, whether it's live or in the replay.
Mm-hmm.
You're awesome, and our callers are awesome. And the ones that hang out in the after party are awesome.
That's right. And the few who hang out in the chat room, even though the show has ended, are awesome.
Well, they don't know the show's ended yet.
they still have 2 minutes before they hear that the show's ended. No, I think they all know. They're saying goodnight out there.
Actually, it's the timer's about 5 seconds off.
Yeah.
So.
I had said what I did, and then, like, I would say at least a minute later, Judge is going, are you going to say it or what? It's like, I did.
Yeah, he messaged you. Did he send you a private message?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's like, what? Okay, I'm trying to multitask here. Then I'm not good at that.
All right, you two. I am going to go ahead and hang up. Thank
right.
you, Bubs, for calling
Push
in.
Push the big red button.
Fun. You want me to go ahead and push the big red button?
You can go ahead and push the big red button.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Love you, Bubs. See you later.
Good night, Bub.
Bye.